My first question today is, what kind of goals and plans will you make in this new year as you seek to serve Christ in a greater way? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This scripture shows us that we should be constantly growing in the Lord from glory to glory. His hope for us is that we would be conformed into His image in all areas of our lives. Has your relationship with Jesus Christ deepened in the past year? Has your marriage grown from one glory to another? Has your family grown and matured? Has your involvement and commitment to this church grown? Have your gifts and ministries increased? Has your testimony and witness at work, school, or play increased? It is God's desire for us as Christians to be constantly growing in all of these areas. The next question, do you have a vision and purpose in each of these areas, or are you simply drifting along, hoping that something productive and rewarding will take place? I like the old one better. Proverbs 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law." You see, we must have a vision and goals for our relationship with Jesus, our family life, our marriage, our church life and ministries, and our job and school. Without a vision and purpose in these areas, we will cast off all restraint and just be sowing to the wind. What do you see God doing in these areas of your life? What kind of plans are you making to experience fulfillment and growth in all of these areas? A righteous man or woman will make plans to grow and mature in Christ in every area of his or her life. In this message today, I would like to talk about some of the principles that are involved in making Christ-centered plans in each of the areas that we have mentioned. Principles for making Christ-centered plans. First is, have a proper perspective of God's view for your life. Psalms 39, verse 4 and 5 says, "Lord, make me to know my end and what is the extent of my days. Let me know how transient I am. Behold, you have made my days as hand breaths, and my lifetime as nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath." This talks about how life is short, no matter how long we live. If there is something important we want to do, we must not put it off for a better day. Ask yourself, if I only had 6 months to live, what would I do? Would you tell someone that you love them? Would you deal with an undisciplined area in your life? Would you tell somebody about Jesus? Because life is short, don't neglect what is truly important. James chapter 4, verse 13 through 15 says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or do that."